Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
But my God, look who we got on the line now.
Who?
A legend in this town. NBC Sports Philadelphia, prior to that, Comcast Sportsnet. Then he went out to the West Coast, Sacramento.
Tomato.
Conquered the West Coast. And now he has said, let me tackle the Midwest. Now in Chicago, former media god and co-host here, Marshall Harris. Hi, Marshall.
Good morning, guys. It's so great to speak with you. And thank you for the kind introduction, Angelo. And I'm glad that you sound way better than I thought you would sound following Wednesday's disaster.
And I'm getting to that. I just wanted to start here, Marshall, by asking you why you can't seem to hold a job.
So, Angelo.
Wow.
That's a great way of looking at it. You know, it's all about perspective. My thing was when I left Philadelphia, I wanted to try something maybe a little bit different. So I tried my hand at management for the first time. That's why I went out to Sacramento, you know, managing a team in a sports department. And now I'm going to, you know, after that experience, I said, let's do it on a bigger stage. And so that's how I ended up in Chicago with a great opportunity in a great sports town to do the same thing, but with a bigger department. So, you know, I'll be the front man as the main sports guy, but also, you know, running the department and making some decisions about how we do things. And I'm excited about the challenge. And like you said, I will be closer to Philadelphia, also be closer to home. Huntsville, Alabama, going to see my dad on the red eye on Sunday for the Father's Day extravaganza. So it's a little bit closer to home. I think one thing we've all kind of felt and learned throughout the last year plus with the pandemic is, you know, if you can get closer to home, you try to get closer to home.
No, the fact is Chicago, man.
That's a great
it's second
city
on my list of Philadelphia. It's a great sports town. They're going to love you there, Marsh.
I appreciate that.
Let's get to what's going on with the Sixers, because this is almost like we called 911 and you picked up.
Yes.
How bad, Marshall, is this situation right now? How do you see it, and how do you see it ending in this round against the Hawks?
I think they can still beat the Hawks, but I have to tell you, if they don't beat the Hawks, if they don't win the next two games, it will be a fire alarm situation. You've seen around the NBA this year, a lot of coaches get fired after just one season. I'm not saying necessarily that, you know, Doc Rivers is going to get fired like a Stan Van Gundy or Nate Bjorken in Indiana, but there will be massive changes. And that's kind of the problem with this team is, it seems like every year there's massive changes, whether it's, you know, Markelle Fultz or Al Horford departure or the obviously Doc Rivers from last offseason, there have been some massive changes. And, you know, it's funny to me, if you go back, and I know he's hurting right now, but people are like, there's no way they should ever give up Ben Simmons for James Harden. And my thing the whole time was like, look, whatever can get you a championship immediately, you do it, period, point blank, done. Because that's the goal, you know. And right now, it's looking really unstable as to how you can fix the problem of Ben Simmons and the effect that he does not have on games when it matters the most.
All right, let's deal with that, because that has been our number one topic the whole week, Marshall. He still can't shoot a free throw. He still seems Ruben Amaro's here, and he said he thinks the guy's got a mental block. And he doesn't want to go with the line, so he's not going to want the ball at the end of close games. What's the solution here, Marshall? We you know what it was like. You were here. We were sacrificing all those seasons to get players like Ben, and he's letting us down. Give me your take on Ben right now.
I think with Ben, there's definitely, he can't not have some type of mental problem with what's transpired and going on. I mean, his coach has to take him out of games in the fourth quarter. Teams are fouling him as if he is Shaquille O'Neal back in the 90s. Like, that's what we're looking at right now. And there's no real answer, except for he has to play better and influence the game in every which way he can, besides the way that a lot of Sixers fans want him to do, which is shoot and score the basketball. That's not him. The man took four shots Wednesday. Four. He was 4-14 from the line. Like, those numbers can obviously get better. And he can attack the basket more. But if he doesn't get better, they just don't have a chance. It's almost like the Hawks series itself is immaterial, because if he doesn't play better, there's no way they can win the next round, period. So you're still in the same boat at the end of the season saying, what can we do with Ben Simmons? And the answer is, I don't know. If Doc Rivers doesn't know, then the talking media head definitely can't come up with a better answer than a seasoned veteran coach. I mean, I think that's the part of the problem is we're all looking at like this series, like, oh, they can't lose to the Hawks. We can't lose to the Hawks. If the goal is winning an NBA championship, you got to explain to me how you figure that guy and the way this team is constructed is going to lead them to a championship, no matter if they beat the Hawks or not. You still got to win two more series.
Yeah, Marsh, you and I from day one, massive Joel Embiid fans. In fact, both of us often said while we worked together how much better we knew Embiid would be than Carson Wentz.
Yes, that's exactly how I remembered it.
All right, good. Because right now, Embiid, we're scratching our head. We know he's awesome. We see he's still great, 37 points in that loss. But toward the end of these games, he's not hitting his shots, and he missed a couple of free throws. He looks winded. He looks shot. Give us your take on him near the end of games that he's dominated before.
I mean, he's not playing on a healthy two legs, so he's doing too much early in games and throughout games, and I expect him to be winded. Other people have to step up. Hello, Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Tobias Harris has been solid throughout the playoffs until you look back at the last game, 2-for-11? So it's the combination of, people on the bench needing to step up. I mean, Embiid and Seth Curry had all the field goals in the second game of game five. Like, so everyone has to do better except Embiid, because you can't expect it. He has already carried you on his back. So just because he can't, cross the finish line, I mean, he needs other guys to make the job easier for him. He really does. And that's on everybody else, not named, Danny Green, because he's hurt. Like, yeah. Somebody else has to step up. And they'll lose the series if Tobias Harris doesn't play, just a solid game, and Ben Simmons plays like he did in game five. They will lose the series.
But you think they're going to win the series. I'm getting a feeling from you. You think they come back and win the last two.
I think they're fully capable of winning the series. But Ben Simmons has it. Like, Ben Simmons can't play like he's been playing. Like, I go back and forth on this, Angelo. It's like, can Ben Simmons play better than he played in game five? Absolutely. If he plays just a little bit better, actually, if anybody plays just a little bit better outside of Curry and Embiid, they win game five, And that was on the road. That was at home, and I feel like they can win on the road because they've already done it, and they can win the last two games of the series. It would not surprise me if they win the last two games of the series.
I hope you're right. All right. You were in Sacramento, Marshall. Did you get to talk about and cover at all Gabe Kapler?
Oh, yeah. 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 Right. Right before the pandemic shut everything down, I was down in spring training. And I did a one-on-one interview with Gabe, and we talked about him getting kind of a second chance so quickly and all that stuff. And he wasn't a bad manager last year. He had a rocky start. Stop me if you heard this one before. But he had a rocky start in San Francisco with some of his decisions that he made. But he settled in nicely, and, you can look at the standings. You already know the deal. You know what's going on this weekend. You know what happened when he came to Philadelphia earlier this season. I'm just so intrigued that he's faring so well. And I know Phillies fans have to be just beside themselves. Like, how is this team? I mean, I know a lot of people in Philadelphia don't probably stay up. I mean, Ruben might follow a little bit closer, obviously, because that's his sport. That's his job now. But, you know, the fact they've had so much success in arguably the best division in baseball with the Dodgers and Padres on their heels, I don't know if they'll hold on to win the division, but every day I'm thinking, okay, they look like a wild card team at least.
First of all, yeah, we're beside ourselves. I'm going on San Francisco radio, and they're introducing me as the village idiot because I had all these problems with Gabe. Rube came on today, and Rube said it's a much better fit, his new age thing in San Francisco, than it was here.
Yeah, I agree.
Lived in both, right, Rube? That's what you think. Is it just a better fit because he's weird, but it's a weird that is embraced more in San Francisco than it would be here?
Absolutely. The sports culture in San Francisco is, I won't say night and day from Philadelphia, but it's definitely different. And the fans might get upset. I always tell people, you know, having lived all over the country, that there's something different about the Northeast corridor and the way teams are responded to by the way that they perform and what's expected out of teams and players and coaches and managers in the Northeast corridor. Gabe was not built for the shellacking. Like, you gotta understand, like, Charlie Manuel, when he took over in Philadelphia, what was that interaction like when he first set up shop? People thought he was terrible. Obviously, you look down the road later, he endured it and he won a title. I think for Gabe out in San Francisco, there's just more breathing room, there's more forgiveness, there's more. He had a longer leash, you know, from jump. I'm saying,
yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't his first merry-go-round, if you will, his first rodeo, but he certainly had time to adapt. And he did that, and it's clearly working out better. Having Buster Posey after he opted out last year obviously helps as well to play at the level that he's playing. Looking like, I don't know, Fountain of Youth has just, like, hit him hard, rinsed over his body. So, there's a lot of reasons why the Giants are playing well. But Gabe Kapler is definitely not stopped them from playing well, like some people would argue he did in Philly.
All right, last thing, Marshall, you're not that far away from Indianapolis right now. Can you assure me that Carson Wentz will fail spectacularly with the Colts? Please?
Man.
Please?
I don't want to be that guy.
Come on, Marshall.
Well, but yeah, new city, new fit. Again, a different type of feel for like how the fans will react to Carson Wentz compared to how things kind of just came unglued in Philadelphia. I won't be surprised if Carson Wentz has some success in Indianapolis.
You're breaking really up. We're losing you, Marshall. You're blipping on us. But good luck in Chicago, Marshall. You know we're always rooting for you. The next time I'm in that wonderful windy city, I will expect to break some bread with you, my friend, at one of their fine establishments. How's that sound?
Okay, I'll try to find an In-N-Out. I promise.
All right.
I'll try.
The great Marshall Harris.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.